Good morning to you all. It's Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration here. I want to wish you God's richest blessings as you serve Him. The serving of our Lord Jesus Christ is the highest calling that we can seek after here on this earth. There's many things that we can do with our lives. Our lives are like an unwritten book that we are writing day by day. Each day we have a chapter, and at the end our book can be what we did with. And I was thinking of the rest that it talks about in Hebrews 4. It talks about a rest, it talks about unbelief, and it talks about fear. It also talks about Jesus at rest. It talks about creation and how He rested. And then it goes on to say about the Word of God being quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And then it says that neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, in God's sight, but all things are naked and open, with whom we must give an account at the end. And so it remains as sort of a summary or an open book or an unwritten book. The past is already written. The future is not yet written. And the present is being written. We know that we are created in the image of Christ. And we know when Eve took of the fruit that the spiritual part of them died. And we also know that when we do the same, when we sin against God, our spiritual part of us dies. And after that dies, we are left with an empty vacuum and a hole within our hearts. And that is why you see so much loneliness and emptiness in the world around us. Now, the only way to reverse that is through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice that God made by giving His Son to die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. And because of that, the temple veil was rent and was split open, and we are now invited into the Holy of Holies to commune with God through the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ upon our lives. And we know that in the picture that God gave of the tabernacle, that the tabernacle was to be built after the picture of heaven. In other words, the tabernacle was to be built after the likeness of heaven. So basically the tabernacle was to be built copied off of how things are in heaven. And now we can see that Moses was to build the tabernacle and he was supposed to copy off of how things are in heaven, so that the people of this earth can have a picture of how things are in heaven. And then later on, the tabernacle was replaced by the temple once they came into the promised land. As long as they were traveling, they needed a portable temple, which they called a tabernacle. And after they came to the place where they wanted to be, they built a temple, which was a permanent dwelling place. And We as children of God, are the tabernacle and or the temple of the living God. In other words, our goal, our purpose for this life is to be a dwelling place for God to reside in. And the reason that people feel empty and that life is empty and meaningless is because God is not dwelling within them. In other words, they have a temple and they have a tabernacle, they have the building, but they are minus God. They are minus the infilling. No one lives in the tabernacle except themselves. And so where, if you go into Holy of Holies, quote, in the lives of people, instead of finding God in there, you find self in there. And that is what causes a dysfunctional life. When that happens, it is summarized as a dysfunctional life. And so the way that people find that they gain back their life is when they surrender their life to Jesus Christ, and they allow Jesus Christ to come and sit in the throne of their hearts, or basically in the Holy of Holies, in the tabernacle or temple. And after Christ comes in and we surrender our lives to Christ, he now establishes back again how we were originally created to be. And I've observed already what I'm leading up to here in Hebrews 4 is that there's a rest that pertains to the people of God that God desires us to walk in. And many a times what we experience is that when we come to Christ initially, when we're first born again, we experience a flood of joy, a flood of emotions that are almost indescribable. In other words, it seems all of a sudden that we arrive at a place in our life when many of the questions that we have been asking for a long time all of a sudden all become answered. And it seems like so many pieces of the puzzle, so many things that we didn't understand all of a sudden now make sense. It's like the light went on, and that's what people experience many a times when they're born again or when they come to Christ. And the reason for that is because all of a sudden they're discovering something that God wanted them to discover all their lives. And so God is there affirming and confirming our decision to surrender to Him. And but then it seems sometimes after a couple of months and sometimes a couple of years, depending on what our experience has been, it seems like all of a sudden many of those of that initial joy starts to subside, and we started wondering whatever happened to that experience, or whatever happened to all that joy, or where things are going. You know, why am I no longer feeling it? And I believe that this is what Jesus is talking about, or what the scriptures are talking about in Hebrews 4 when it talks about entering into that rest. And I would like to encourage us this morning to look at the picture of the wilderness with the children of Israel in them there. When they first arrived at the wilderness, if you remember, they had escaped Egypt. And they had crossed the Red Sea. They had repented of the world, and they had been baptized, and they had been delivered from their enemies being the sins of the flesh and many things that we're delivered from when we come to the Lord. And how there was a great rejoicing on the other side of the Red Sea that day when the Egyptians were drowned, and all those memories of those many years of being tormented and oppressed and abused by these people, and to now see them safely on the other side, and to see them and their whole army perished, and to be secure in Moses, this man that has led them for the past couple of months, and the beauty of that, and how that is a picture of us as we followed Christ through the Red Sea, through baptism, through the exiting out of Egypt, and how we see our enemies fall at His feet, and how we can now look to Christ as they look to Moses. And we experience in our initial experience, the first we came into the wilderness has been, you know, is a marvelous and a wonderful experience. And as we turn around and start following Moses, start following Jesus, we discover that he's real. In other words, we discover this is not just a fake. And as we follow Moses, or as we follow Jesus, as they followed Moses, we discover that how many times that Jesus has a solution for us. How many times water comes out of a rock. How many times manna comes from heaven. And things are just glorious. But then after a while, things aren't, let me explain it this way. They are following a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Apparently there was this light in heaven that they followed. And as long as they stayed under that cloud, there was peace, there was rest. But when the cloud moved and they did not follow, there was unrest and there was a lack of peace. So there came a day when that cloud moved over the Jordan and moved over into the promised land. And it was that cloud was calling them to follow. In other words, God was saying, it's now time to think about crossing the Jordan. It's now time for the next step. It's now time for the next level of sanctification. It's now time for the next experience that I want you to experience in this journey to the promised land. You are not yet there. You are still in the wilderness. And you have not yet arrived at what I want you to arrive at. And so after a while, the cloud moved over. And what happened there is they saw the circumstances before them. They saw the giants, and they refused to follow the cloud. And as a result of that, they lost their peace. They lost their rest. And all of a sudden, rather than walking in trust to the Father and his cloud and his leading and his servant, Moses, they started weighing out the circumstances. They started looking at the circumstances, and they started reasoning within their hearts and started using common sense over the divine leading of the Holy Spirit or the Heavenly Father and their Moses. And they started rationalizing with their minds and started saying among themselves that this isn't going to work. This doesn't hold water. This doesn't pan out. In other words, we're walking into a trap. If we cross the Jordan, our wives and our children are all going to be slain by these huge giants. In other words, they outnumber us both in number and in size. And not only that, but we'll be fighting the battle on their turf rather than our own turf. They have an advantage three ways. They're on their own turf. We're in strange land. We don't know the lay of the land, and they do. They know exactly where to hide behind, and we don't. And of course, you know, they're bigger than us. And the third thing is that they outnumber us. And so they dwelled on that rather than focusing on where the cloud was leading them. And because of that, that right there is described in Scripture as unbelief. And that will lead us away from Christ. It will lead us away from trusting in him. It will lead us away from Moses, which is a picture of Christ in our day, and the Word of God. And as a result of that, they lost their peace, or in this case, it's worded as rest. In other words, now they experienced restlessness. And there was striving in their homes, and there was all kinds of problems that arose. And in the end, they did lose their wives and children. In the end, it was all the same anyway. They may have went into the land of Canaan and been destroyed that way. It would have been probably more pleasant than just paining and whining and wasting away, wandering in the wilderness without a purpose. And that's how it is with our lives. When God asks us to do things through his Holy Spirit or through his Word, In other words, he puts his presence and his spirit within us. And as long as we agree with that spirit within us, there is peace and there is rest. But once the spirit within us calls us to do something and we resist, now we experience a battle within us. We experience unrest. And that is not hard to understand, because if the spirit of Christ within us is pulling us one way and we are going another way, it's like we're being torn apart. And so to experience the rest that is in Christ is simply summed up in this, and that is that it is to walk after what the Spirit is saying that lives within us. So may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and lead you.